keep them guessing, the makers of Bhool Bhulaiyaa 3 are leaving no stone unturned in promoting the horror comedy. It is now being said that director Anees Bazmi has shot two different climaxes for the Kartik Aaryan, Tripti Dimri, Madhuri Dikshit Nene, and Vidya Balan Stara. In a recent promotional interaction, the director said that people will be shocked when they watch the movie in cinemas. "We shot two climaxes, and even the production members don't know which one I'll be using in the final cut," he has been quoted as saying. Talking about the secrecy maintained for the shoot, Bazmi said, "Only three other team members besides myself know how the movie ends. The team wasn't aware why we shot two climaxes. It's a girl actor designer Masbah Gupta and Satyadeep Mishra have welcomed their bundle of joy, a baby girl, home on October 11th. The couple took to their Instagram handles to announce the good news to everyone with a picture of the baby's feet, new journey, and on the occasion of Dashehra yesterday, Gadar 2, the Katha continues. Director Anil Sharma announced his next. Titled Vanvas, the film explores themes of duty, honor, and the consequences of one's actions. Starring Nana Patekar and Utkarsh Sharma, the movie was initially titled Journey. Ramayana and Vanvas is a different take on a similar idea, where kids make their parents take exile, said the filmmaker. Chiru Vekate Sankranti for Ram Ram Charan is gearing up for his next release, Game Changer. Interestingly, his megastar father, Chiranjeevi, has got the producers of his film, Vishwambra, to vacate the Makar Sankranti window for Ram's actioner with director S. Shankar. Sharing the news, Game Changer producer Dil Raju said, "Initially, we plan to release Game Changer during Christmas. However, after discussions with distributors across various languages, it was decided that a Sankranti release would be more suitable for a global release. I conveyed this to Chiranjeevi Garu and the team at UV Creations. Since we have been working with a massive budget for over 3 years, we needed a date that would allow the film to reach a wide audience, and Divya attacks Alia online and it looks like there is no stopping Divya Khosla with her allegations that Alia Bhatt's latest, Jigra, is based on the same script as her last outing, Sevi, which was released directly on OTT. Sevi producer Mukesh Bhatt is said to have acquired the adaptation rights of Russell Crowe's Next 3 Days, 2010, which was a redux of the French film Anything for Her, 2008. Yesterday, Divya shared a picture from a theater playing Jigra on social media and captioned it, "Went to City Mall PVR for Jigra show. The theater was totally empty. All theaters are going empty everywhere. Alia Bhatt mein sach mein bahut jigra hai. Khud high tickets kharide aur fake collections announce kar diye." She also questioned the media for their silence on the matter. Kalki team in Festival Spirit and director Nagashwan's action thriller Kalki 2898 AD received an enthusiastic response at the Pusan International Film Festival recently. Starring Prabhas, Amitabh Bachchan, Kamal Haasan, Deepika Padukone, and Disha Patni, the movie combines elements from the epic Mahabharat and futuristic themes. Sharing pictures from the festival screening of the film on social media, producers Swapna and Priyanka Dutt wrote on social media, "An unforgettable moment. We're truly overwhelmed by the incredible response for Kalki 2898 AD at the prestigious Pusan International Film Festival. The movie's team will soon begin work on the second installment that will continue the narrative set by the first edition, and